Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, it's on the printer. I told you they're on this printer. I said I printed it off.
Stall.
There once was a man from Nantucket. No, I can't do that. Anyway, 623, Brock Hunter.
Let's do it.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready. I've always been ready. That's how I roll.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're getting your sports from the printer where Brock told you they'd be.
You're damn right. That's where you're getting it, right? You know, sports is hot this morning.
Is it hot?
Yeah, like literally, physically.
Oh, yeah.
To the touch, yeah.
Yeah.
Paper's hot.
None better than hot paper off a printer.
It's just printed.
Hot, fresh paper.
Hot sports this morning.
Hot trees.
NHL last night. Red Wings beating the Canadiens 4-3. There you go. New York. The Rangers going to be in Chicago tonight playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. Moving on. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Akron beating Western Michigan 71-67. Ohio beating Central Michigan 77-69. Eastern Michigan taking on Kent State 70-49. Wow. Tonight, Michigan going to be at Rutgers 7 o'clock if you're a Wolverine fan there. So you said you had something about baseball this morning.
Obviously, we have discussed the fall of the Houston Astros. People are not happy with them. People are calling for punishment. People are calling for retribution.
Yes.
People are calling for everything.
Right now.
One of those that has spoken up is New York Yankee All-Star Aaron Judge. And he says the Astros should actually lose their 2017 title.
It was tough to watch, you know, through the whole thing. You know, once it came out, you know, I was pretty mad, pretty upset to know that we were probably cheated out of a possibility of making it to the World Series. That's tough to kind of let go. Wasn't a fan of the punishment. I thought that was a little weak for a player-driven scheme, that no players involved got any punishments. You know, it affected the fans of the game, you know, and even other guys, the guys that lost their jobs because of it.
Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value. You cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. To know that another team had an advantage that nothing you can really guard against, I just don't feel like that's earned or it's not earned.
All right, first of all, you are on the Yankees, who have a history of cheating.
Yeah.
Second of all, what you've kind of, what's come to light is basically everyone does it.
So that's what, you know what this is saying, the punishment? It's saying, yes, everybody was doing it. You know why? Because we're not going to punish individual players. It's basically, we're just going to try to, let's just get past it.
Try and combat it from this point on.
You know, let's just kind of move on from it. Maybe everybody will forget. Well, we're not. We're not going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's just too big. It's too big of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Astros. You have to punish somebody. You have to put somebody in the limelight to punish. You have to. I'm sorry. You have to make an example of somebody, and it's going to be the Astros. You have to strip their title. Dude, if they're taking Heisman trophies back.
That's true.
You have to take the title. Mm-hmm. Period.
Baseball has had a lot of controversy, whether it's from the steroid use, you know, Barry Bonds. Yeah. I mean, people, even if when you talk about how great Barry Bonds is, everyone still knows the guy was juiced.
Yeah.
Mark McGwire. I mean, you look, Sammy Sosa, all these guys. So it's like, I don't know what the big hangup is right now with baseball. If it needs a shakeup.
Here's what's going on, man. And you know what? Right now, it could be subliminally one of the greatest times for baseball. Because right now, you have the opportunity to change a few things in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You can evolve the baseball game. Mm-hmm. You can make it more interesting for the youth. What a better time right now when you're D is in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You're down and out.
Yep.
You know, so let's change a few things. There's a few things I was listening on to sports radio the other day. They're like, a few things that definitely need to be changed. Why don't you have a shot clock? Why can the pitcher just stay in there as long as he wants before he throws the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, it just slows the game down.
I think
there's so many things with baseball that can change to make it better.
Because it's America's favorite pastime, people lose their frickin' minds.
Yeah, but every other sport's evolving.
Yeah.
Every other sport has changed rules to make it more enjoyable for the player and the fan. More importantly, the fan.
Yeah.
The people that pay to have you on that field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious, and baseball is so sluggish when it comes to evolving.
Well, they don't want to.
That it's like now they're basically saying, yes, we're not going to punish them too hard because we all know that we all were cheating.
Yeah.
It's like that. Basically what they're saying.
I really don't think baseball at its core has changed all that much since its early humble beginnings in the 1880s or whenever it came over. By the way, we didn't invent baseball, folks.
You know,
we didn't.
You know, they could do a lot of things right now. They could make a negative and turn it into a positive easily.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. They're just stalling, and it sucks. You know what? Somebody's going to come out with a new league, just like the XFL.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Brock. Yeah. It's got to be us.
You know what?
I don't know, man.
You know what it's called when an Amish guy strikes out? A swing and a mish.
And a mish.
Yes! I've been waiting to use that joke. Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about this because obviously there's a lot of opinions on baseball and where it's going, mm-hmm. the direction it's headed, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.